Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 165. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a very special episode of New Mindset Who Dis. This is the final episode of 2019, and I wanted to make it special, not just with what I talk about, but also in how I deliver it. And I really enjoyed doing this. I really enjoyed putting it together, and I think I've created something pretty special and unique for you. And in this episode, I want to talk about what I think is the most important lesson I learned this past year. It was a big year for me, certainly, in so many different aspects of my life and growth and everything. And I spent a lot of time thinking about this. Got really deep in my feels for this episode. I dug really deep to come up with what I think is a huge lesson looking back, but also a powerful mindset to take with you moving forward. And I think this will really arm you to have a huge new year, a huge, powerful, rewarding 2020. And I was so excited to do this episode that I didn't want to just do it in any format, in like the typical usual format. I wanted to do something a little bit different. And if you listen to the podcast regularly, or you listen to my other project, the meditation mixtapes, or you just read what I write, you know, I talk a lot about the healing power, the positive influence of music when it comes to self-growth and mindset. I really think it's everything. I think music has the power to open you up, to make you vulnerable and introspective, to make you feel energized, but also at peace. And so I wanted to do something special with music for this episode. I wanted to bring this idea to life so that this mindset is something you can't forget in the new year, that it's really powerful for you. And so I teamed up with my good friend, amazingly talented DJ, producer, all around good guy, Chris Malinchak, to create a musical experience for this episode. And Chris is such a talented guy, a talented producer, and I'm sure you know his music. And before I recorded this episode with him, I got on the phone and I said, you know, I want to take my listeners on a musical and spoken journey with this episode, a journey that mirrors a journey of self-growth, an experience that just reflects the ups and downs of life, the peace and energy that comes from knowing who you are and discovering what that truth is and what you're capable of over time. And Chris was so cool. He knew exactly what I was talking about. And he was like, right on, man, you know, let's do this. And so together, that's what we've created here with Chris making the music and mixing it together, and me putting and speaking my words over top of it and giving you my biggest, most powerful mindset yet. And so I hope you enjoy this special episode of New Mindset Who Dis. If you do, please share it. Share it with a friend, a colleague, a coworker, a girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever, and tell them that you're proud of them and that you can't wait to see them do incredible things this year and with the entirety of their lives. So I'll get right into it right now with episode 165. All right. So Chris is going to set the mood here, but be sure to listen to the end of this. This is a journey. It's a journey of growth. This episode is going to build and build and build, and that's what life is all about. In fact, that's why I think life is so rewarding, that your life, your perspective, your sense of hope, optimism, confidence, everything you have has been built on everything that has come before in your life, from your past, everything you've seen, done, tasted, heard, touched, everything. And it was with that idea in mind, that your past builds your present and your future, that I sat down to think about and share with you what I think is the most powerful mindset I have. what I think the biggest lesson I've learned this past year is. And I'll tell you right now what it is, and then I'll tell you how you can live this in your life and why I think it can truly change you in huge ways. So here it is. This mindset says that to have everything you want in life, to make the most of everything, every opportunity, big or small, to be happy, to be fulfilled, to be confident, you just have to show up. That's it. You just have to show up. You just have to keep showing up. Life is about showing up. And as my friend Kaiza says in this song right now, you know, in life, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, some things you lose, some things you hold, but that's life for you. And at the end of the day, life is and will continue to be about showing up and embracing that fact. And I really think life is that simple. We don't have to complicate things like we have a tendency to do. We don't have to put so much pressure on ourselves to always win, to always be great, to always know exactly what we're doing or what's next, to expect everything to work out. We just have to show up. We just have to keep showing up. I really do think life is that simple. And when you embrace that, life really opens up for you because you know all you have to do is show up. So that's the biggest lesson I've learned over the past year. That's the mindset I want to leave you through now and forever, and particularly now as we head into a new year. But I think this mindset will serve you so, so, so well in your life as long as you live, that all you have to do is show up and show up and show up, that life is simply about showing up. And whether you realize it or not, you have shown up. You've been showing up. You've always shown up in big ways, in small ways. And I think you should be proud of that fact. And that's why I want you to share this episode with someone. Tell them, hey, you know, I'm proud of you because you've shown up. Because whether you realize it or not, you have. You've been showing up. And that's a really big thing that you've shown up. And I'm going to break this down in a minute, but I really want you to relate to what I'm talking about here. I really want you to feel this in your heart and your soul. So as a foundation for moving forward, I want you to know that you have shown up. And I want you to be proud of that fact that you've shown up and you can continue to show up. And, you know, as I always say on the podcast, I don't know you. I don't know anything about you. But there are certain things I do know. I know that you deserve more. I know that you as a person have amazing perspective in your heart that makes you unique. I know that you have kindness and curiosity inside of you. But most of all, I know that in your life as a person, you have shown up time and time again. And that fact means that because you've shown up in the past, you can continue to show up in the future. And that's a big deal. And I'm going to break that down for you here. you've shown up in your life. You have overcome things, maybe sadness, rejection, guilt, loss, anger, or maybe you're still dealing with those things. But regardless, you woke up today and you're moving forward, maybe in big ways, maybe in small little ways, small steps, but you are showing up, and that's a big deal. You're pursuing something in your life, maybe. Maybe it's school, maybe it's something fitness related, a job, maybe it's just supporting family or a loved one. But because of that, you're showing up, and that's a big deal. And you're working on yourself. You're aware that you want more. You're aware that you're capable of more, that you can achieve more. And maybe you're not there yet. Maybe it seems like it's loss after loss after loss, but you keep showing up and you woke up this morning and you're moving forward. You are showing up. And I think it's so important to recognize that, because once you know this, you can take it forward in big ways. You can 10X it. And that's when the magic happens. Life is about showing up, because when you show up and you do it time and time and time again, even after it rains, even after a huge loss or a massive rejection, when you show up, you figure things out. And that's what life is about. Life is about figuring things out for yourself. Life is about discovering, because no one knows everything. I certainly don't. You don't. Chris mixing the tunes here doesn't, that successful person you idolize doesn't, that Instagram influencer you follow doesn't, that CEO, musician, model, whoever, they don't know what the F is going on. No one does. And that's life. You know, that's the beautiful chaos of life. So in my mind, life isn't about chasing some mysterious finish line, happiness, success. Those are important. Certainly, I want them for you. I want you to have that dream job, make that dream salary, start that dream company, live in that dream house, marry that dream person. Like, I want all those things for you. But I think the way to find them, to come to them, to hold them, to make them last, is to just show up and show up and show up. Because when you just show up in your life, when you hold your head high, when you keep your eyes open and you just move forward, no matter the circumstances, that's when you discover what your life is about. That's when you discover what you're about, who you are, what you want, right? Unless you show up, how can you know what you want? How can you come to know what you deserve, what you're capable of, who you are, how you love, what lights your soul on fire? When you show up, quite literally, you come to learn what you're all about and what life is all about for you. Say showing up, I mean it both literally and also on a deeper level. To show up, quite literally, means, you know, when you drag your ass out of bed in the morning to go to that class you're struggling with, when you get up in the morning to go to that job that's draining you, to the gym where you hate to see yourself in the mirror, to your grandparents or parents' house to take care of them and support them, to go see your friend who's having a hard time, to go to that event you're nervous about, to go to that date you're so self-conscious about. When you literally show up physically, you go, you move forward. When you go, even though you don't want to. When you go, even though you can easily come up with 10, 20 reasons not to. That's showing up. And showing up also is on a deeper level. You show up when you don't give up in your heart and in your head. when you have a relationship fall apart and your heart ripped out, when you get fired or not promoted, when you look at your bills and responsibilities and you feel overwhelmed, or when you just feel lost or confused or talentless or drained or anxious or sad for no reason. You show up when you keep your head up and you see hope in today or tomorrow. If only a little bit of hope, that's still moving forward. That's still showing up. But you chase that hope and you just show up. That is what showing up means. And you've been doing it, and you can continue to do it in big, big ways. I think there's so much power in embracing this idea that you can show up in even bigger ways this year, because in fact it's more than what I just described. Showing up is bigger than just being hopeful and having the fortitude to move forward and kind of be stubborn. Showing up is literally what life is all about, because life isn't measured by the numbers of the amount of things that you do, the quantity of things, or the experiences or accolades. Life, a rewarding, full, I built this life, comes from what you do with those things, those experiences, those accolades, what you do with them in your heart, what they teach you, how they form you, the person they mold you into. And I so believe this. And I really hope you're open to this message, because I think it can change your life. Plus, we've got Chris on the music here, and I hope that your heart is open a little bit more than usual because of it, and you're making room for this mindset. But this mindset says life isn't about how well things turned out, how many times you won, how many people that loved you, how many times you succeeded. It's about what you discover along the way. It's about what you learn when things didn't work out, when everything went to shit. It's about that perspective. And right now, I really want to share with you something I absolutely love. It's from two of my favorite people. It's an interview between Stephen Colbert and Anderson Cooper. And I'll tell you why it's changed my life in big ways, and I think it could change yours as well. So in this interview, Anderson Cooper asks Stephen Colbert why he has such a great attitude towards life. Like, why does he always seem so grateful and optimistic? And his answer has changed everything for me. And the background to this question is actually pretty sad, but there's such great effect of this that I want to share with you. And the background is that when Stephen was 10, his father and two closest brothers died. In a plane crash. And I can only imagine the tragedy of that, but in this interview, Stephen references that happening and says something so profound that it's shaped my entire worldview, and it's why I fundamentally believe that life isn't so much about the what, the numbers, but rather the who and the quality of your perspective. And it's why I fundamentally believe that just showing up is the most powerful thing you can do, that it can empower you to carry whatever weight you have with you in life gracefully and gratefully. And so in this interview, Stephen acknowledges this personal tragedy and says that it's a gift to exist and that with existence comes suffering. That's life. You just can't escape it. You can want suffering and bad things to not happen. Sure, there's nothing wrong with that. You can want bad things, tragic things, life-altering things, failures, rejections to not be a thing in your life. But if you're to be grateful for your life, which is something we should all be grateful for, then you also have to be grateful for all of it. You can't pick and choose what you're grateful for. And so from a loss, rejection, failure, everything, you get something that is incredibly powerful. That with your own loss in life, rejection, failure, you get awareness of other people's losses, rejections, and failures. And that allows you to connect, to love more deeply, and to understand what it's like, what it means to be a human being. And Stephen goes on in this interview to say that he's grateful that he suffered in his youth because it meant that by the time he was ready for serious relationships with his friends, his wife, his children, whoever, he knew, he had realized that everyone is suffering, and because of his own past, he could now acknowledge and, however imperfectly, connect with others and love them in deep ways that not only accepts that everyone is suffering, but makes you grateful that you have as well, so that you can better connect with humans. And I love this so much that he says this, and he says that life, the purpose of life, is to affirm the fullness of your humanity. That, you know, what's the point of being here, of being alive, if you can't just be the most human you're capable of being? Not the best human, not the most winning, most successful, best looking, coolest, funniest human, but the most human. And to be the most human simply means acknowledging and being grateful for the things you wished didn't happen because they give you a gift. And I think this all makes sense, and we can come to embrace this radical truth if we just keep showing up. If we don't let any pain, rejection, failure, shame, guilt, embarrassment from your past make you think that your life is anything but a gift. If we just keep our eyes open to the magic of life, if we just keep showing up literally each day in what we do and figuratively in how we see life and the people around us and what we carry in our hearts. That is the power of just showing up. Showing up, having faith that your life is a gift, that it's magical, that your purpose now and forever amidst all those amazing goals you have is to just be human. And showing up means that you are human and you're using that courage, that perspective to better connect with yourself and the world around you. I'll just stop for a second to say, like, how amazing is that? Like, it makes me so happy to get that out of my heart and say it, because doesn't that simplify your life? Doesn't that fill you with a simple sense of purpose? To know that life isn't so much measured by what you do, but rather who you are and who you become, that just fires me up so much. It makes me so excited to be alive. That you can come to realize who you are and how powerful you are when you just show up. When you just show up and understand what is right for you and what is not, what is worth fighting for and what is not, how you love, how you want to be loved. When you understand that life is about showing up, because showing up means you keep going, you keep reaching, you keep exploring, even though you don't always know what to reach for or what to explore. Showing up means you're pushing forward, even if you have a sadness or weight on your heart. It means you keep exploring, even if you feel lost and don't know where to turn. That is what showing up is all about. And this idea offers me so much comfort and energy, because this means that you'll pick up so much along the way. Those perspectives, realizations, connections, and it's those things that form you and those things that make you the most human you can be. The things you lost, the people you lost, the times you failed, the times you didn't get what you wanted, that is when you become the most human you can be. And to me, that is everything. And man, Doesn't that give you energy to know that life is about being human, about simply showing up? That's what life is about. I really think life is about just showing up. Life is about continuing to push forward, even if you've felt your passion fade. It's about being honest with those around you. It's about knowing that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, life isn't about what you've accomplished, but rather who you've become and what you've come to appreciate along the way. It's about knowing, looking at yourself inside and out and knowing that you can embrace your humanity and become a better person. And I think this mindset of just showing up, it'll lead you to this truth. When you show up, when you just show up, when you get out of bed, even though you really just want to lie there, when you continue working hard, even though you don't feel that passion you once felt for what you do, when you're honest with yourself or your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, children, friends, whoever, even though it would be so much more simple to just keep your mouth shut. When you get up and go to the gym or class or yoga or whatever, even though you're tired and really just want to be lazy. When you want to quit or give up or throw your hands up and say, fuck it. But instead you say, one more time, one more. That is showing up, and it seriously pays off in your life. Thank you. Makes me so excited to know that life is simple. Life is about showing up. And I did this episode for you. And I think right now, if you don't have a clear sense of purpose, if you're not particularly passionate, if you kind of feel lost or adrift or not yourself, I think this is a powerful mindset to say, hey, my purpose right now is to just show up. My purpose right now is to be as human as I can, because I know that all of this is worth it. And it's my purpose right now. It's my purpose to show up. Because not only is it literally worth it, showing up means hard work, and hard work literally pays off in your growth, your health, your career, your creative projects, but it's also worth it because it gives you the perspective you need to truly know who you are and what your life has become, what it's becoming, what it will become. And that is a radical, life-changing truth to discover and to affirm and to embrace forever, that your purpose is to show up, is to be the most human you can.
Been so good to me. Give you anything.
so to wrap up here, again, the purpose of your life is to show up and to live, to be battered and bruised and rejected and loved and celebrated and lost and acknowledged and then forgotten, everything. Every up and down you can think of or imagine, but to keep going no matter what, to keep showing up because those experiences, good and bad, are what offer you fullness in life, a fullness that rewards you with knowing who you are and the ability you have with yourself to connect deeper and with others as well. And showing up is the ultimate way to say, I am grateful for my life, all of it. The good, the bad, I am grateful for it. I'm grateful to be listening to this podcast right now, to the music, to just be alive. And I'm going to honor my ability to do so, to be alive and to strive for fullness by showing up and showing up and showing up and showing up, because I know that my life and my potential comes down to embracing what makes me human. And when I show up time and time and time again, I grow in my ability to be even more grateful for everything that has happened and everything that will happen in my life. So that's it, my friend. That's the power of the just show up mindset. And I hope you carry this with you as long as you live, and that it makes you grateful and energized to just be alive. And most of all, I hope you found this episode valuable. And if you did, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. Tell them to keep showing up. Tell them that you're proud of them. And just know that I appreciate you. I thank you so much for listening. Remember that you're never alone. And I do this podcast every single week, but you could also follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. You could also text me. My number is in the description. Be sure also to follow Chris Malinchak. Thank him for helping me with this journey. His info is in the description as well. But thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.